again. The B8 Sub-District Tournament. The B8 Sub-District Championship here on Kix 96.1. A chance to make it to the state tournament on the line between the McCook Bison and the Scotts Bluff Bearcats here from the JC Sports Complex. Run you through the lineups once again for Easton Gillen's Bison. It is Gillen, Havlicek, Bortner, Hilker, Weimers, Keller, Morgan, Johnson, and Hodgins for the Bearcats. And head coach Dan Fox, it's Schneider, Henry, Schneider, Michelson, Rodriguez, McCoy, Meyer, Sarchet, and Hunter. The pitching matchup today in the circle for the Bearcats, Hannah Schneider. She's 9-3 with a 4.60 ERA in 70 innings pitch. She's given up 96 hits, 70 runs, 46 earned, 17 walks, and 56 strikeouts. And in the circle for the Bison, the always trusty Briley Morgan, who's off to an 18-5 record on the year with a 1.81 ERA. She's pitched 120 innings, has given up just 82 hits, 56 runs, 31 of those being earned, 75 walks, and 137 strikeouts. Going to be a good one today. McCook and Scotts Bluff have already met up twice during the regular season and once during the regular season, once during the postseason. McCook beat Scotts Bluff in Ogallala a couple of weeks ago on Thursday, September 26th. Beat them 9-1, and that was really the difference maker in McCook being able to host the sub-district tournament this past Monday. And then they faced each other in the B-10 sub-district championship when McCook took down Scotts Bluff by a final score of 6-3 to claim their third straight sub-district championship, the first time that they have done that since the 2005, 2006, and 2007 seasons, and then it was just a district championship to make your way to state. Now a little bit different. You go from the sub-district into the district. There's 16 teams that remain, and from there, 8 will make it to Hastings compete at the Smith Softball Complex there in Hastings with a chance to bring home a state tournament trophy. And today we will have one of those teams making it there. A few have already punched their ticket to the state tournament, as there were some of these games yesterday across the state of Nebraska. In the B1 district, Northwest took down Gehring 2-0, 11-0 and 15-0. Blair took down Grand Island Central Catholic 2-0, 10-0 and 9-0. Hastings won 2-0 over York, 10-0 and 13-0. Nebraska City and Gretna East in one of the most thrilling matchups, crazy things I've ever seen. Gretna East won 17-0 in game one. The Pioneers came back and won game two, 11-10. And then Gretna East, the Griffins, the new school there in Gretna, won the final game 15-2. And Crete upset Seward, winning 3-2, 5-2. So if you're marking your kind of state tournament bracket already, the 11 seed and the 10 seed here in the district finals have made their way into the state tournament. What does that mean for McCook? Well, that means if they win, it moves them up the ladder a little bit, and you're staying away from probably the team you don't want to see until a state final, and that's the Grand Island Northwest Vikings. So if McCook can kind of stay along these lines, get a couple of wins here, they could be a little bit higher than that 8 seed that they were projected at coming in to the weekend. Scotts Bluff and McCook here from the JC Sports Complex. It's pretty simple. Best 2 out of 3 series, so you win 2 and you're into the state tournament coming up next week in Hastings. The Bison 25-6 overall, and here on this home diamond, 10-1. Their only loss came at the beginning of the year to the Hastings Tigers, where they lost 10-0. Since then, haven't lost a home matchup, and they've been on a heater as of late as well, as they've won 6 straight games, 10 of their last 11, and 18 of their last 21 games. McCook coming off of that sub-district championship, but before that, they took down Hastings St. Cecilia 10-9, beat Scotts Bluff and Shadron there in the Ogallala duels on the 26th of September, 9-1 and 13-2, and then they beat North Platte on Tuesday, September 24th, 8-0. Scotts Bluff started out the season 7-0, and it's been a little bit rocky for the Bearcats down the stretch here, only winning 4 of their last 8 and 6 of their last 13, but they are here still with a chance to make it to the state tournament for a 4th straight year, as they made the state tournament every year since 2021, coming off of that tough loss to McCook in the district championship 6-3, but before that, last week had a busy week, just playing one game and beating Shadron, I should say, 9-1, but had a busy week before that, winning at Alliance, and then going 1-1 at those Ogallala Duels Lincoln Southeast Tournament. They went 1-2. Scotts Bluff has been here before and has won here in this situation in three straight years, but it's the first time that Scotts Bluff hasn't been hosting this game. They've hosted it in 2021, 2022, and 2023. 2021 and 2022, they were the 7 seed, and in 21, they took down Omaha Gross 2-0. In 2022, they took down Norris 2-1, and last year, coming back to win the final 2 games over Columbus Lakeview to get themselves into the state tournament, and their state tournament win last year was their first in school history. So looking to add a little bit more to that, I'm sure, is head coach Dan Fox squad, while the Bison are chasing something that they haven't been to since 2017. The Bison looking to make their first state tournament since 2017, and the last time they were there, they knocked off the number 1 seeded Elkhorn South Storm, and then after that went 0-2, so would love nothing more to maybe get some revenge from 7 years ago, but I'm sure if you ask a few of those girls, they'll remember that, but not a lot of them won't. So the Bison and this senior class that has started most of every single game will compete today and try to punch themselves in the state tournament for the first time since 2017. It's a beautiful day other than the wind here at the JC Sports Complex, which is really starting to pick up as it is a very great sunny and a little bit partly cloudy, a haze every once in a while, but sunny, 75 degrees outside, wind coming out of the northwest at about 14 miles an hour, and it could certainly make a little bit of a change at some sort, but what does that mean? Well, it means that the wind is blowing out and not blowing in like it was for the sub-district championship on Monday. So could we see some homers today? We will see. McCook and Scotts Bluff here for the B8 sub-district championship. The Bison all-time in these matchups are 0-6 as they've participated in three of them. They participated in the district finals in 2019, losing to Scutt 12-2 and 11-2, then losing to Wahoo in 2022, 10-0 and 11-0, and losing last year at Grand Island Northwest 10-6 and 19-7. So three straight years now of district finals for the Bison. No trips to the state tournament. This year probably will be their best year to try to make it there to Hastings, and we'll see if they can do it. They're going through the starting lineups. So out on the field as well, Scotts Bluff will be wearing their white road uniforms today with the black tops. The white unis have black pinstripes, numbers in red, etched in black. They've got Bearcat scripted across the front, and all the girls wearing a nice little sunflower in the hair as well to make it look very nice. They're wearing the black pants and the white socks. The Bison wearing the red uniforms, black pinstripes up top, Bison scripted across the front in white, white numbers etched in black with the black pants, and it is going to be a good one today here from the JC Sports Complex. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, it's McCook and Scotts Bluff in the B8 District Final. Here from the JC Sports Complex. That's still to come here on 101.1 here on Kix 96.1. Welcome back here from the JC Sports Complex, where we're just about set and ready to go for the B8 District Final between the Scotts Bluff Bearcats and the McCook Bison. You can hear the Scotts Bluff Bearcats from our broadcast position there, dugout just off to my left. They're hyped up. The Lady Bison are hyped up. It is a huge crowd. They even got the McCook High School band out here today. It's going to be a windy one. But here in just a few hours' time, a state tournament ticket will be punched. Like I mentioned, had a few punched yesterday, as in the state tournament is Northwest, Blair, Hastings, Gretna East, and Seward already. Three bids still remain out there. It is Beatrice, Elkhorn North, Omaha Scott, Lincoln Pius, and then McCook and Scotts Bluff, the final three here today. Man, oh man, what a day it is going to be here from the JC Sports Complex. A lot on the line. The Bison last year, as you know, fell short in that district final to Grand Island Northwest, but really, I think, shocked the Vikings in any sense of the word and took them to 7 innings in both games. As the Vikings, who are back-to-back state champs and maybe looking to make it 3 in a row after their hot start this season, are off to a great start. and are in the state tournament already. But McCook last year came up a bit short. The year before that, the same thing. So for this senior class, that is three straight times they've been to the district finals with a chance to make the state tournament and haven't been able to come up with the first two. And now here in their third one as the higher seed for the first time in any of those games has a perfect chance here. Bradley Morgan is in the circle, kicking some dirt around, getting herself ready to go to take on this Scotts Bluff lineup that was only able to muster three runs against the Bison in the sub-district championship game, two of which that came in the seventh inning. And it really felt like Scotts Bluff was finally able to maybe turn her corner and get some runs against Bradley Morgan after having just one in the regular season appearance and then none up until that point of the final couple of innings, as the Bearcats were only able to put up one run before that final couple of innings. Bradley Morgan in the circle for the Bison, and she will take on this Scotts Bluff Bearcat lineup. And Hannah Schneider will lead it off here for the Bearcats. Schneider pulls up the pants a little bit, digs in, wipes the hands off. Bradley Morgan checks the armband, and she awaits, and now will wind and deliver, and the first pitch is on the outside corner and called for a strike. So a great pitch right there from Bradley Morgan to start the contest. And it is no balls and one strike here from Bradley Morgan to Hannah Schneider to lead it off in the first pitch. And that, and the second pitch is on the outside corner for a strike, for a ball, excuse me. One ball, one strike. Nobody on, nobody out. Top of the first inning. Nothing score between Scotts Bluff and McCook in the B8 district final. Here's the pitch, and that one's on the outside corner, called for a ball. That's where Bradley Morgan has loved to live this year, on that outside corner. Two balls and one strike. And here is the pitch. Riley gets Schneider to fight it off up the line. Rosalind Weimer's out of the squat, throws it down to first, and it's not in time. And that is a leadoff single. And so that is a leadoff single there for Hannah Schneider, as she hit a ball about 5 feet to get that single, but it just went right in front of the catcher. And Weimers was able to pop out of the squat very quickly, throw it down to first, but Schneider, with the speed, was already in there safely. And a courtesy runner will check in here for the Bearcats. It's going to be Anna Hafner to take over, running for the Bearcats. So the Bearcats with a leadoff runner on. And now that'll send Michaela Henry to the plate. Runner on first base. Nothing score here in the top of the first inning. Bradley Morgan twirling the ball into the glove. The one thing the Bison have been able to do all season long is when runners get on base with no outs, they've been able to limit the damage to no runs or maybe just a run. Here's the first pitch to Henry, and she swings right through it for strike number one. So no balls and one strike. Now here to Michaela Henry with a runner on first base for the Bison, for the Bearcats. And the pitch, and that one is low and in the dirt. Called for a strike, though. Thought it might be below the knees. Henry shakes her hand a little bit, stepping out of the box, and will dig back in, down to the count quickly. No balls and two strikes. Bradley Morgan toes the rubber again, and the 0-2 pitch here to Henry is swung on, fought off, up the third of it, first baseline, and foul. And the count stays at no balls and two strikes here. Bradley Morgan, who on Monday in that sub-district championship did a really good job of getting ahead of the Scotts Bluff hitters and really forcing them to have to protect the plate a lot. And now, no balls and two strikes again here to Henry. The pitch, and Henry will take high for ball number one. So one ball and two strikes here. Like I mentioned, Scotts Bluff, three straight appearances in a district final and three straight state tournament appearances before this coming in. Big swing and a miss for strike three, and a huge strikeout right there for Bradley Morgan. First of the game and her 138th of the season. Couldn't come at a better time, as the Bison are just a double play away from getting out of the top of the first inning with no damage done. But now they got to deal with number three hole hitter Hallie Schneider. Schneider has had a really good year this year, 482 average, Two homers, 34 RBI. She twirls the bat here and will face Briley Morgan with a runner on first base. It's Hafner running, courtesy running for Hannah Schneider, who led off the inning with a five-foot single. And that one is low and in the dirt for a ball. And yes, I said that right, a five-foot single, as she just tapped it out in front of home plate and was able to beat the throw from catcher Roslyn Weimers to the plate. So Briley will toe the rubber once more. And here is the 1-0 pitch, and that one's on the outside corner. Throw down to second base, and going in safely is Hafner, so she will pick up the stolen base. And now that'll put a runner on second base here in the Bison with just one out. We'll have to deal with the Bearcats with a runner on second base and a nothing-nothing game. Like I said, Briley dominated those first five innings against Scott's Bluff. And then the sixth and the seventh, here's the pitch. That one's on the inside corner and won't get the call. And the count is now three balls and no strikes. She was wanted on the inside corner. Three balls, no strikes. Runner on second base, one down to the top of the first inning. Briley winds and delivers the 3-0 pitch. And it is in there for a strike. And so Schneider will now go back into hit mode after she was just looking for the walk there with a 3-0 count. Now dealing with a three balls and a one strike count here. And like I mentioned, Briley in those first five innings against Scott's Bluff on Monday really dominated the Bearcats, just allowing one run. And over those final two innings, it seemed like Scott's Bluff was able to figure something out. Here's the pitch. Schneider will take inside. Call for a strike. She dropped the bat. It rolled up the third baseline, and she took off to first but has to pick the bat up and step back in the batter's box. After the called strike, it'll make it three balls and two strikes. So Briley Morgan wiping the fingers a little bit, now twirling the ball on the belt, will toe the rubber once more, and here's the payoff pitch. Swung on, a hot shot up the third baseline into the Scott's Bluff dugout, and it looks like everybody's going to be okay there as they're able to avoid it. So the count will remain three balls and two strikes, one out, runner on second base. Scott's Bluff threatening here in the top of the first inning of the B8 District Final. You win two, you're into the state tournament. Here is the pitch. That one's high and away, ball four. So a great at-bat from Hallie Schneider as it went from 3-0 to 3-2. And then she's still able to work a walk. And so now there's runners on first and second for the Bearcats with just one out here in the top of the first inning. And four-hole hitter Kayla Michelson will step up to the plate. Excuse me, Michaela Michelson. And so Michelson taking a couple of practice cuts will now dig in here once more, toeing that back line as she gets ready to face Briley Morgan. Michelson on the year, 384 average with a homer and 37 RBIs. And the first pitch she sees, pops it up, foul and out of play. Rosalyn Weimers was looking around for some help from her infield about where it was. And I think it ended up going out of play. And she'll fire a new ball back into Briley Morgan here. And the count is quickly no balls and one strike. Briley taking a big deep breath there. She stands along the back line of the circle. Now toes the rubber again. Winds and delivers the 0-1. It's fought off the end of the bat. Keller runs in, scoops it on one hop, throws to third for one, and that's the only play she'll have. It was a great job by Keller, who looked at first, and Michelson was on a good run down there and was able to pick it and throws to third to get the force out. Probably the better decision to kind of keep the lead runner that amount of feet away at second base from scoring. So it's a fielder's choice there for Michelson. And that will now bring up Adriana Rodriguez with runners on first and second and two down. And here is the first pitch to Rodriguez, and she will tank just a little bit high above the numbers for ball number one. Three umpires today here at the JC Sports Complex because they're treating this essentially like the state tournament. And you could consider it the state tournament. You just get a home game out of it. Here is the pitch, and Rodriguez will tank low as all the sub-district winners and the six wild cards are seeded out to the 16 seeds. So you could say this is just the extra round of the state tournament, but you get a host your first round game, and then they reseed you going into the state tournament. Two balls and no strikes. And here's the 2-0 pitch. And that one is in there for a strike, but they don't obviously call it that. It's the district finals. And so technically not the state tournament, but has everything of a state tournament feel, because if you win, you move on. If you lose, you go home. Two balls and a one strike now here on five-hole hitter Adriana Rodriguez. And the pitch to her, she swings, sends a hot shot up the middle, picked by Gillen. It's on to first in time. Smooth Brooklyn Gillen with that play. And we are through the top half of the first here from the JC Sports Complex. It is McCook 0, Scotts Bluff 0. This is Bison softball here on Kix 96.1. Bison softball back here on Kix 96.1 from the JC Sports Complex. One inning in the books, and it goes to the Lady Bison. I guess a half an inning in the books, and the Lady Bison worked themselves out of a jam as the Bearcats had runners on first and second base with just one out. And after that, it was a fielder's choice and a ground out to end the inning for the Bearcats. And the Bison will now be due up here in the bottom of the first inning. With a nothing-nothing score, the Bison were able to attack the Bearcats there on Monday, put up two runs in the bottom of the first inning, continue to add runs after that, and walk away with their 6-3 win. And this Bison lineup that has been feisty at the top and then really has become complete all the way through 1-9 over the back half of the season has really played well. And today they'll try to have one of their best days, scoring a lot of runs. The Bison have done that over their last few games. They've scored five or more runs in their last six games straight and 11 of the last 13. So we'll try to continue that today. And like you heard Easton Gillen talk in the pregame show, feels like the bats have really come alive down this last month of the season or so, and especially dating all the way back to that Hastings invite tournament where felt like after game one they just came alive and have not quieted down since. And today is a day where you don't want them to quiet down at all. But the Bison will take on a tough pitcher in Hannah Schneider as she toes the rubber and will wind and deliver the first pitch here to Brooklyn Gillen, and Gillen will take low at the knees for ball number one. So the count is one ball and no strikes here on Brooklyn Gillen. Schneider toes the front part of the rubber again, working towards the first base side of the rubber. And now winds and delivers the 1-0, and Gillen will take low again for a strike this time. And the count now evens out at one ball and one strike. Brooklyn off to a great season. 5.93 average, four homers, and 37 RBI out of the number one spot. And here is the pitch. Gillen will take low for a ball, and the count, no, a strike. And Gillen shaking her head, thinking that might have been a strike, but it'll be a ball, and the count is now two balls and a one strike. Bearcats certainly wanted it to be a strike. And now Schneider gets ready, fires the 2-1 pitch, and it's in the dirt for ball number three. So Brooklyn, right where she wants to be, ahead in the count, three balls and one strike. With nobody on, bottom of the first inning, McCook looking to put up an ugly number in this first inning against the Bearcats. And here is the 3-1 pitch. And Gillen swings, sends a hot shot, a bounding ball past the second baseman and into center field. And Brooklyn Gillen with a 3-1 count fights off the pitch and drives it into center field for another hit for her, as that is a single. And the Bison will have a runner on first base here in the top, in the bottom of the first inning with Danica Havlicek due up at the plate. Danica, who a lot of teams think will slap the ball, has really been playing with a lot of power over the last couple of weeks, especially this week, including the sub-district tournament. Here's the pitch. This time she'll just bunt it up the first base line, turning, throwing to second for to the second baseman for one. There is Michelson, the first baseman, threw it to McCoy. Great play right there by Michelson, turning, spinning, throwing, and able to get the out. So it's a sack bunt for Danica that'll move Brooklyn up to second base. And sack bunt will go 3-4. And now Paige Bortner will be due up at the plate with the wide stance. Brooklyn Gillen standing on second base. Great job by Danica. First pinch bunting that one. And here is the pitch, and Paige swings underneath it. Sends a high pop-up on the infield. It'll be dropped by the second baseman, McCoy. Gillen will run her way over to third. And that is the first error of the game for the Bearcats. And it couldn't come at a worse time if you're them, as that'll be an E4. The Bearcats, who had a lot of errors in that first matchup with the Bison, had 5-1 inning, and it really allowed the Bison to bloom that lead out, and they won by run rule in six 9-1. Wasn't the case on Monday, but McCoy dealing with a little bit of a wind that is pushing that ball out to right field. Here's the first pitch to Malia Hilker, and it's in there for a strike. And so now Paige Bordner will just take off to second and get in there with a stolen base as Paige was bounding off first, was kind of trying to bait Hallie Schneider, the catcher, to throw it right back to first, and instead she just takes off for second with a stolen base. Here's the pitch from Schneider, swung on, hot shot right at McCoy, picked, it's on the first in time, the throw across the diamond, the third, it'll get away from the third baseman, roll up the left field line, and Paige Bordner will come home to score, and the Bison have got two runs again in the first inning here of the B8 sub-district final. So two errors in the inning for the Bearcats. It is a 4-3 ground out for Malia Hilker with an RBI. Then Michelson tried to go 3-5, and so it'll be an E3 there that got Bordner to come home as Michelson tried to throw it to third and over to Ramirez, but it goes way up the line. And now the first pitch to Weimer. She'll clock it right back at Schneider. The pitcher throws it on to first, and the inning will come to a close. But it's an eventful one. Two errors for the Bearcats lead to two runs for the Bison. And we are through one complete here in the B8 District Final. It is McCook in front 2-0 over the Scottsbluff Bearcats. Here, I'm gonna, here on Kicks 96.1. Kicks 96-1 back here from the JC Sports Complex, where we are through one inning complete in the B8 District Final. It is McCook on top of the Bearcats of Scottsbluff by a score of 2-0. Two errors in the first inning lead to a couple of Bison runs. Brooklyn got on with a single. Sack bunt moved her up to second. Then a ground out RBI from Malia Hilker would drive home Gillen. But Paige Bordner, who made her way on with an E4 earlier in that inning, would make her way all the way home after an E3, and the Bison lead it 2-0. And here is the first pitch from Briley Morgan, and it is in there for strike number one to leadoff hitter in the inning and six-hole hitter overall, Laurel McCoy. McCoy with a .375 batting average, no homers and 23 RBIs. Digs in from the left-handed batter's box, down to the count, 0-1. And here's the pitch, hot shot towards short. Gillen diving, it's through, and up the middle into center field. So it's a leadoff single again for the Bearcats in back-to-back innings now. And that'll bring up the Bearcats bottom of the order here, 7, 8, and 9. Campbell Meyer will now take to the batter's box after that leadoff single there from Laurel McCoy. So a runner on first base, 2-0 McCook, top of the second inning, quick first inning, and even though we dealt with a lot of base runners, a lot of balls put in play. And here's the pitch to Meyer, and she will take on the inside corner. Campbell this season has done a really good job out of kind of the bottom of the order for the Bearcats. .396 average, one homer and 19 RBIs. And if you ask Coach Fox, it's kind of been the spark plug at the bottom of the order. Here's the pitch, and that one's on the inside corner for a ball as Campbell in that 7 or 6 hole has been able to start some rallies and turn it all the way around. Now the count is one ball and one strike here. Briley Morgan, staying at the back of the circle, will toe the rubber once more. Winds and delivers the 1-1, and that one's on the inside corner, called for a strike. And the count goes to one ball and two strikes. Runner on first base with nobody out in the top of the second inning. Bison with a 2-0 lead and doing what they've done all year to score those runs, and that's take what the defense gives you. As that 14-mile-an-hour wind coming out of the northwest is becoming pretty constant. And here's the pitch. This is a hot shot down the third base line. Was it foul? Yes, it was. And the count will remain here at one ball and two strikes. So Paige Bordner dove after that one, but just was foul. And the count is now one ball and two strikes with nobody out here in the top of the second inning. And here's the first pitch, and that one is just low for a ball. So the count now, 2 balls and 2 strikes here to Campbell Meyer. Laurel McCoy led off with a single to start the inning, and Laurel on Monday was really the one that got to Briley the worst out of the ball of the Scottsbluff hitters. She's on with the single, the 2-2. Campbell will fight that one off again. And the count remains even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Very great crowd today here at the JC Sports Complex as they filled the whole third base side behind home plate. Scott's Bluff traveling well as well. Great student section for the Bison. Even the band was up here playing the fight song just a second ago. And here's the 2-2. Swung on, hot shot right at Bortner. Picked up along the line. Long throw across the diamond. Danica will make the play at first base. Jumped up off of the bag and then will miss the bag is what head coach Scott's Bluff Dan Fox thought. But Danica was able to come down on the bag and stay there and make the play. So to go 5-3, Page with a long throw across the diamond, basically from foul line to foul line, made a great pick going across her body with a left hand, scooped it, threw it across the diamond. Danica, after a high throw, had to catch it out of the air and try to step on the bag. And head coach Dan Fox of Scott's Bluff is arguing that she didn't come back and touch the bag, or before she did, that the runner crossed. Either way, he's arguing for a safe call, while the Bison are hoping that the out call remains as the first base umpire and the home plate umpire have come home and are going to be talking this one over just up the first base line. And this could be a monumental call here with no out. Scott's Bluff could have runners on first and second, or they could have just a runner on second base with one out. We'll see. Well, the umpires will go, and they are going to remain with the out call there at first base. So Paige, who kind of had to throw that one hard and fast from in just in front of the third base bag down the third base line, picked it, threw it very hard, and so that's where that highness comes in. When you throw hard, usually the ball will float on you a little bit, floated up. Danica able to make a great play with the catch and then stepped on the bag, and there is one out here in the inning on the 5-3 ground out, and a runner on second base for the Bearcats with Kiera Sarchet stepping up to the plate. And here is the pitch to Sarchet. She swings right through the first one she sees for strike number one. And the count quickly is no balls and one strike on her. And again, Bradley Morgan doing a great job here so far. Has been down in the count a couple of times, but other than that, has got ahead early and has really forced Scott's Bluff to maybe change their hitting approach. Now it's no balls and one strike, and here's the 0-1 pitch. Sarchet will take on the inside corner for strike number two. Throw down to third base, and they almost got her as streaking down to third base there was Laura McCoy. She slid in. The throw beat her there, but Paige was just up a little bit enough on the third base bag to where her swipe tag from behind just missed McCoy, who might have been hosed there if it wasn't for Bortner, maybe just a step or two too far off the bag. And now a runner on third. The 0-2 pitch is just inside for a ball. And now Roslyn Weimers, who has been a rock behind the plate this year, has to be one again with a runner on third base. A 2-0 Bison lead in the top of the second inning. Bradley Morgan will check that armband once more, toe the rubber, ahead in the count, 1-2 in the pitch. Sarchet will swing, fight it off, it's up the first baseline, Morgan will throw to first, it's in time, but a run will come home to score on the 1-3 ground out, and the two-run lead for the Bison is down to one at 2-1 here in the second inning. Out number two, and nine-hole hitter Danny Hunter will step in for the Bearcats. So Laurel McCoy, who ends up with a leadoff single, comes all the way around to score on that ground out. But the Bison playing very good defense. And here is the first pitch, and Hunter will swing right through it for strike number one. So two down here in the inning. And the 0-1 pitch, Hunter swings, hot shot towards short. Brooklyn in the hole, throws it across the diamond, and in time, Brooklyn Gilling with an amazing throw from deep in the hole across the diamond to get the play, and the inning will come to a close. So we are through 1.5 here from the JC Sports Complex. It is McCook 2, Scott's Bluff 1 in the B8 District Final here on Kicks 96.1. BA District Final here from the JC Sports Complex. We are through 1.5 innings. Bottom of the second, Bison with a 2-1 lead. And now we'll be back up at the plate here. And leading it off for the Bison will be six-hole hitter Layson Keller. The Bison using a couple of errors in the inning to their advantage put up those two runs, and Layson Keller will now to try to lead off another great inning for the Bison, and Keller will checker swing, pull it back, but it was a strike anyway, and the count is now no balls and a one strike. Keller, 305 average, two homers and 18 RBIs on the year, digs back into the right-handed batter's box, down to the count 0-1, the pitch. Keller will take low, below the knees, and into the dirt for ball number one, and the count goes even at one ball and a one strike. So one down, one ball, nobody out, excuse me. Leadoff hitter at the plate. One ball, one strike. And Schneider in again here for the Bearcats. The pitch, and that one is low below the knees. The count is now two balls and one strike. So two balls, one strike. Nobody on here for the Bison. Bottom of the second inning with a 2-1 lead. Bearcats pushing their first run across to end the top half of the inning. Here's the pitch, and Keller wanted a big rip at that one and will foul it off behind her, and the count is now two balls and two strikes. Keller, who started the year in the top of the order out of that second hole, and over the last couple of weeks has been batting kind of down here towards the bottom of the sixth hole, and has very well thrived down here to kind of maybe give a spark plug to the bottom of the order, and a little bit of a drop ball there that almost got Keller. She was able to fight it off, and that's what both Hannah and Haley Schneider have, the two pitchers for the Bearcats. The Bison saw Haley Schneider on Monday. They're seeing Hannah here, and both of them have that drop ball that just seems like it'll never get to the plate. Keller was able to foul it off the 2-2 tour. She swings and misses, but was able to actually get a little bit of a piece on it on the bottom of the bat, and the count now remains two balls and two strikes. One down, nobody on, bottom of the second inning, 2-1 Bison with a one-run lead here in the bottom of the second inning of the BA District Final. And a lot at stake here between these two teams. Obviously a state tournament bid. And here is the 2-2 pitch. Keller swings, pops it up high, down the first baseline and out of play into a tree and onto another field here at the JC Sports Complex. But obviously the state tournament bid, that is the number one king of the dance, what is on the line here today. But then after that, if you make the state tournament, a win here today could propel you up a little bit. Here is the pitch, and Keller again against the drum ball. Was able to stay back on it a little bit, just enough to foul it off. So we'll see if Schneider wants to go back to it here with the count two balls and two strikes. One down, nobody out. Two balls and two strikes. Keller, the leadoff hitter here in the bottom of the second. And the pitch swung on and lifted high and deep over the right fielder's head. That'll go all the way to the wall. Keller's around second, on her way to third, and she will be in standing up with a leadoff triple to start the bottom of the second inning. Layson Keller picked her pitch. It was a long, great at-bat against Hallie Schneider, and it's a leadoff triple to start the second inning here for the Bison. Layson Keller, like I mentioned, and has Coach Gillen has mentioned a couple of times, maybe hasn't had the greatest end of the year that she wanted, but she rockets one over the right field, Hunter's head, into right center field, up against the wall, and is on to third with a triple. And now Briley Morgan, who is the pitcher for the Bison today, has a chance to get herself some run support. And the first pitch here to Briley. She'll take on the outside corner. The pick throw down to third base, and quickly back in time is Keller. So you can bet Keller will be running on anything behind the catcher, Hallie Schneider. And Haley Schneider, Hannah Schneider, in the circle for the Bearcats. Nobody out, runner on third base for the Bison, and the pitch. Morgan will take in the dirt. It bounced in the dirt. Great pick behind home by Hallie Schneider. And the count is now two balls and no strikes here on Briley Morgan. With a runner on third base, Briley 250 average this year, no homers, 19 RBI. And here is the pitch from Schneider. Morgan will swing, tattoo it over the second baseman, McCoy, into right field. A run will come home to score. And the Bison add to their lead here in the second with an RBI single from Briley Morgan. It's 3-1 Bison. So a huge at-bat right there from Briley Morgan. And the Bison get another run here, this time in inning number two, when head coach Dan Fox is coming out to talk with his squad on the infield. Briley Morgan will be courtesy ran for by Jocelyn Miller. So Miller will be on first for the Bison and Danny Johnson. And this 8-9 combo of Danny Johnson and Sidney Hodgins, you could argue, have been the hottest hitters on the Bison team over the last couple of weeks. And you could make that argument and stick with it if you wanted to, because both Danny and Sidney had a home run against Hastings St. Cecilia and great days against Alliance and Scotts Bluff on Monday. And have just been able to flip that lineup over and get it to Brooklyn Gillen, who has just dominated when they do. Runner on first base, nobody out, 3-1 Bison on the pitch. Danny turning to bunt, will pull it back, and the runner will stay over there at first. Joslyn Miller came into courtesy run, like I mentioned, there for Bradley Morgan, who steps up and gives herself some run support with the RBI single to put the Bison in front 3-1 after a leadoff triple from Layson Keller. Now Hannah Schneider goes into her routine, winds and delivers the 1-0. Danny looking to bunt, bunts at it, and it'll be a strike as she didn't come up with any of the softball there. And the count is now one ball and one strike. And Easton Gillen, does he want to go with a bunt again or maybe have Danny swing away? One ball and one strike. Here from Schneider to Danny Johnson. Hannah Schneider winds and delivers the 1-1. Danny swings and knocks it over McCoy's head and into right field. It's back-to-back singles for the Bison. With nobody out, the Bison have runners on first and second base. So she pulls back on the bunt there. Didn't attempt a bunt, but Easton Gillen maybe doesn't signal the bunt this time. Instead says hit away. Danny does and gets on with a single. And now red-hot Sidney Hodgins will step up to the plate. So runners on first and second here for the Bison. Nobody out. A 3-1 lead in the top of the second inning. And Sidney Hodgins with a great opportunity here to maybe blow it open with a ball that's hit into the gap. And the pitch to Sidney, it'll be that drop ball that she will take just outside for just a ball. Dan Fox was wanting to know where it missed. Tough to kind of see from our broadcast spot here up the third base line, inside or outside. Can see high or low a little bit. And here is the 1-0 pitch coming from Schneider. And Hodgins turns to bunt and misses at it as well. So the count will now be one ball and one strike. So the Bison, if they bunt here, that could move the runners up to second and third with Brooklyn Gillen stepping up to the plate with just one out. Nobody out now with the runners on first and second. And a 3-1 Bison lead. Sidney Hodgins at the plate. She looks at Hannah Schneider, who delivers the pitch, and Sidney pops this one up over to short. Rodriguez is there to make the catch. The throw back to second and back in time. There is Joslyn Miller, and she almost got caught peeking. I think she thought that might be over Rodriguez's head a little bit more over there at short. Got caught up in the wind enough to Rodriguez to go out there and make the play. So Hodgins goes down on a pop out, and now Brooklyn Gillen will step up to the plate with runners on first and second base. One down, a 3-1 Bison lead, and Brooklyn Gillen, I'm sure, will have the go-ahead to swing away here and try to come up with a big swing and a big hit for the Bison. Wind blowing out, so could see him travel today. Here's the pitch. Gillen will take low and in the dirt for a ball. Miller will retreat back to second base. The Bison, who have had great base running over the last couple of weeks, and it kind of showed there in that first inning when a couple of errors allowed the Bison to score. Now with just one out of the inning here, a one ball, no strike count to Brooklyn Gillen, the leadoff hitter for the Bison. 3-1, they lead it in the bottom of the second inning of the B8 District Final, game number one. And here is the pitch from Schneider. Gillen swings, tattoos it over Rodriguez's head. No, she'll make the stab. The throw to first, it's in time for a double play. Adriana Rodriguez snags it out of thin air and makes a huge play for the Bearcats and sends the Bison back to the dugout with a lot of momentum going back to the Bearcats. We are through two complete here from the JC Sports Complex. It is McCook 3, Bearcats 1. This is Bison Softball on Kicks 96.1. So we head to the third inning here from the JC Sports Complex, where the Bison with a 3-1 lead. They put one more on there in the bottom half of the second, but had runners on first and second base with just one out. Brooklyn Gillen at the plate, and you're probably thinking, hey, that's where another run will come in. No, here is the first pitch, and this is tattooed up the middle and into center field for leadoff hitter Hannah Schneider, and she is on in her second plate appearance of the day with another single. Led off the top of the first with a single. Now leads off the top of the third with a single here and will be courtesy ran for again by Anna Hafner. So the Bison, who had runners on first and second with just one out, Gillen at the plate. She smoked a hot shot right at Adriana Rodriguez, who got up out of thin air to make the play, throw it over to first to complete the double play. And the Bison were, I don't want to say left speechless, but a lot of that momentum that could have swung their way with a gapper there that might have scored two kind of evaporated and went back into the Scotts Bluff dugout, but they still were able to pick up one. That's kind of how you got to look at it. 3-1 lead, turning to bunt and pulling it back here is two-hole hitter Michaela Henry, as she will go back in the batter's box here with the count, one ball and no strikes. Runner on first base here for the Bearcats. It's Hafner who is courtesy running for the pitcher Schneider. And here's the pitch, fouled off. And it looked like it might have went off the foot there of Henry, but looks like she appears to be okay. Must have just missed it right up front. And the count now, one ball and one strike. 3-1 Bison here in the top of the third. As they were able to pick up another big run. The Bison with three hits in that inning. It was a leadoff triple from Leeson Keller, a single and an RBI from Riley Morgan that drove her home. And that one is fouled off. I thought it might have struck the bat, kind of sounded like it, but instead they just say she checked her swing, got it back in time, and the count is two balls and one strike. So two balls, one strike, 3-1. Bison here in the third. Bradley Morgan winds and delivers the 2-1 pitch, and that one is high and away for a ball. So the count now, three balls and one strike. On two-hole hitter Michaela Henry. And here's the pitch. That one is in the dirt for a ball. And so it is a leadoff single and then walk number two of the day for Briley Morgan. And it'll put runners on first and second base with nobody out here for the Bearcats. And Dan Fox will chat with his three-hole hitter who digs in here with a great opportunity to maybe get both runs back if she's able to find a gap. Hallie Schneider, the catcher today, will dig in here for the Bearcats with runners on first and second base. Nobody out. And a 3-1 Bison lead. The pitch to Schneider. That one's in the dirt. Scooped up by Weimers. And a count now. One ball and no strike. So 3-1. Bison in front by two. They scored two in the first, one in the second. Bearcats pushed their first run across last inning. And here's the pitch. Swung got a hot shot right at Portner. She'll step on the bag for one. Across the diamond, 4-2! Great play by Paige Portner! The pick! The out for one, and then on to first for two! It's a scoop double play for the Bison, and just like that, the momentum that might have been shifted over to the Bearcats is right back for the Bison. So she'll go 5-3, and the runner at second. Man, oh man, 5-3, double play alone. Man, oh man, the defense today. Adriana Rodriguez, top half of that first inning with a web gym. And now here's the pitch. This one's popped up behind the dish. And now Weimer's running over Bortner. It traveled back to her with the wind, and she almost made the play. But it'll drop down, and we'll see if the Bearcats are able to use that to their advantage as the count is now no balls and one strike. So a double play and an amazing play from Paige Bortner. But even a bigger play from Danica Havlicek, who had to make a scoop on the double play ball. And here is the 0-1 pitch. That one's on the inside corner here to Kay Michelson, who reached via a fielder's choice her first time up and steps up now with two down and a runner on second base in the top of the third inning and a 3-1 Bison lead. But Paige, down the third baseline, picked it with the backhand glove, stepped on the bag for one, shot it across the diamond, and Danica with a great pick to make it. And now Michelson drives it into center field. It'll get past Hilker and roll all the way to the wall. It's a one-run game as Kay Michelson delivers a two-out, one-run RBI. So Kay Michelson with a two-out RBI double. And it's now 3-2 Bison. And man, just thought that the Bison were going to get out of that one after a great double play. But Michelson fights that one off. So the top of the order for the Bearcats, the first four hitters all have been on base today and have only been out twice. Here's the pitch to Adriana Rodriguez, and she will take on the inside corner. And talking there in between innings, Dan Fox came over and was telling Chris Cottrell from Scott's Bluff, who's doing the game for the Scott's Bluff radio stations, that was a web gym. Put that on ESPN, and now you could probably put Paige Bortner's up there too. Here's the pitch, and that one is in there for a strike. The count is one ball and one strike. But also, not saying that they weren't great plays, but that's what you expect to see in a game like this. Web gyms from every team, because they don't want to go home with an error. Here's the pitch, and that one's on the inside corner for a strike, and the count is two balls and one strike here. The Bison defense this season has a .931 fielding percentage, and it's just been dominant over the last couple of weeks. Here's the pitch. This one's fought off right at Keller. She'll scoop it up in front of the circle and throw it on to first in time. So the Bison will end the Bearcats' threat there in the third inning, but they do push one across, and we head to the bottom of the third here from the JC Sports Complex. It is McCook 3, Bearcats 2. It's the BA District Final here on Kicks 96.1. Back here from the BA District Final at the JC Sports Complex in McCook. Fireworks all around, defensively, offensively, back and forth. Two of the state's best teams duking it out in a 12-round match today. And it feels like we've went 12 rounds through the first couple of innings. The Bison lead it 3-2 and step back up to the plate here in the bottom of the third. And Danica Havlicek on that drop ball from Allie Schneider will fight it off and foul it off down the first baseline. And it'll be down to the count, no balls and one strike. So the Bison were able to push one across last inning, but had runners on first and second base with one out and Brooklyn Gillen at the plate when Adriana Rodriguez would make one of the already many web gyms today for either team. Here's the pitch, and that one is in the dirt for a ball as she would basically take it out of thin air and was able to climb the ladder, make the play at short, throw it to first, and that's how the Bison's inning came to a close. And now Danica Havlicek trying to start it for the Bison. And the 1-1 to her is swung on, fought off into left field, and running in to make the play is the left fielder Sargent for out number one. Danica, who has been going out into left field with some power over the last few games, that time wasn't able to push it over her head, was in front of her with the wind that is blowing in from the north that kind of hung it up in the air. And there's one out for the Bison with Paige Bortner stepping up to the plate. Paige reached via an error her first time up. And here is the first pitch to Bortner. She'll swing, tattoos it over Rodriguez's head and into center field. So it's a one-out single for the Bison here in inning number three. So the Bison with another chance here to put some runs on the scoreboard in front by a run at 3-2. Paige Bortner will stand on first. Malia Hilker at the plate for the Bison. Malia 0-for-1 today with an RBI groundout. And here's the first pitch. And Hilker will look at that drop ball and take it low and in the dirt. So the count is now at 1 ball and no strike. Hilker was the only really Bison hitter that had a tough day against the Bearcat pitchers on Monday. A couple of strikeouts, and I'm sure it's kind of sat with her a little bit, and she says, this time I got him. Just had to see him. Now I got him. Did ground out in her first plate appearance, but has a big opportunity here with Bortner on first. And the 1-0 pitch. Hilker will fight this one off and foul it off over and out of play. So the count now one ball and one strike with one down. And Hannah Schneider, toes the rubber again, checks in for the sign, gets ready and will wind and deliver the 1-1 pitch. Swung on, lifted down the right field line. That's a fair ball as it'll hit the line and roll up against the fence. Rounding third on her way home is Paige Portner. Coming all the way third with an RBI triple is Malia Hilker. And the Bison extend the lead to 4-2 in the bottom of the third inning. Malia Hilker cashes in after such a tough day on Monday against the Bearcat pitchers. Gets a huge hit here, an RBI triple, and the Bison extend the lead back out to 2. So it's an RBI triple for Malia as she drives in run number 36 for her on the year. And Roslyn Wiemers will see the first pitch in there for a strike at the knees. Roslyn has had a hot end of the season. Couple of homers, both of them two-run shots, one against Alliance and one against Hastings St. Cecilia. And had a pretty good day as well against Scotts Bluff on Monday. And here is the 0-1 pitch to Wiemers. She'll take low and in the dirt for a ball. Hilker with speed on third base there because she drove herself there with a triple that just grazed the line, rolled up the third first base line, the, I guess you could say, right field foul line all the way to the fence. And here's the 1-1 pitch to Wiemers. She'll swing at that drop ball to go to third. Bounce off the third baseman Ramirez's chest. It's on to first, and everybody is safe. So Ramirez made a great play on it, charging at the ball. It bounced off the glove, off her chest, into the circle where she picked it up and threw it to first, but it wasn't in time. And Roslyn Wiemers is now on with a single. And that'll put runners on the corners here for the Bison with just one out. And so we'll see if that'll be an error. Maybe they'll come back with that with an error. But we do have a courtesy runner checking in for the Bison. And it is Aspen Bales that'll now run for Roslyn Wiemers at first base. Runners on first and third for the Bison. One down in the inning. And it's Layson Keller at the plate who last time up ripped a triple over the right fielder's head. And here is the first pitch to Keller. She swings, fights it off, right back at Schneider in the circle. Throw to first. It is in time for the out. It was kind of a soft throw from Hannah Schneider over to her first baseman, Michelson. And Michelson kind of had to go to the ground to get the ball, but was able to get it in time. So it's 1-3 for out number 2. Does move the runner up to second for the Bison. And now Briley Morgan, who drove in one of the Bison 4 runs today, will dig in. Briley with a single and an RBI. Digs in here, and she has a chance to add a little more run support for the Bison. And here is the first pitch. Briley sees, and it's a hot shot right back at Schneider. She makes a snag. It's on to first and in time. So back-to-back groundouts to Hannah Schneider to end it. And we are through 3 here from the JC Sports Complex. The Bison get another run, though, extend the lead back out to 4. And we head to the top of the fourth inning. It is McCook in front, 4-2 in the B8 District Final here on Kicks 96.1. Welcome back here from the JC Sports Complex. Top of the fourth inning and a game that has went back and forth. The Bison still with a 2-run lead, though, as Briley Morgan makes her way out for inning number 4 of the day. And she's dealt with pressure from the Bearcats all day long. They've been able to squeak runs across in the second and the third with runners on base. And now leadoff hitter Laurel McCoy will dig in. And McCoy swings and pops this one up foul and out of play. And the count is quickly no balls and one strike on Laurel McCoy. McCoy singled in the second inning, stole a base, and came around to score on an RBI groundout. And that was the first run the Bearcats have had. 4-2 Bison lead. Here's the pitch, and that one's on the outside corner and called for a ball. So the count now, one ball and one strike. Here, 4-2 Bison in inning number 4. Briley Morgan gets ready, winds and delivers. This is a hot shot right back at her. She backhands on to first, and it's in time. So there is out number 1, and Laurel McCoy, who has seemed to be one of the only Bearcats coming into the game to really take Briley Morgan to the max, and has got a couple of hits on her. It goes down there with a weak ground out. So some confidence for Briley in the circle now, getting a girl out that she really had some trouble with. And now Campbell Meyer will dig in, and the first pitch to her is in there for a strike. Meyer, her last time up, grounded out to third. So there have been web gyms, there have been big hits, there's been everything, and we're not even through half the game yet. Fourth inning, 4-2. Here's the pitch, hot shot, and this one will get in between short and third and into left field for a one-out single for Campbell Meyer. And so the Bearcats have had runners on in every single inning this game, but still trail by two at 4-2. And so stepping up to the plate, it'll be Kiera Sarchet with a runner on first base, one down. The Bison dealt with this situation back in inning number three. And here is the pitch, as that one is in there for a strike. The count is 0-1. I guess they dealt with a runner on first and second with nobody out situation there, and we're able to get a double play. So they've turned one today and would love nothing more to turn another here. With a two-run lead in the fourth, the pitch, Sarchet swings through it as Fulder maybe with a little bit of an off-speed pitch, and the count is now no balls and two strikes. So no balls, two strikes. Campbell Meyer on first. Kiera Sarchet at the plate. The pitch from Morgan, and that one is just outside for a ball, and the count is one ball and two strikes. So 1-2 here on Sarchet as Briley Morgan will lick the fingers, rubs the softball on the belt, and gets ready, and now winds and delivers the 1-2. This is a hot shot up the middle and into center field. So back-to-back singles after a leadoff ground out, and the Bearcats, bottom of the order, is stepping up big here in inning number four. So runners on first and second with just one out for the Bison here in inning number four. And now we're going to have a courtesy runner checking in here for the Bearcats, as that'll be Liliana Wiley will check in and run down there at second for Campbell Meyer. So Meyer will be courtesy ran for. Runner on second base, runner on first for the Bearcats, and a 4-2 Bison lead here in the fourth. Just one out in the inning. Riley Morgan waiting in the back of the circle, and now will attack nine-hole hitter Danny Hunter. And here is the first pitch to Danny, and she'll take on the inside corner for a ball. And the count is now one ball and no strikes. Briley so far today has done a pretty good job of getting ahead in the count, but Scott's Bluff, give them the credit, they've been able to battle back with some great ABs as well. The 1-0 pitch, she'll take inside for ball number two. The count now, two balls and no strikes here. 4-2, McCook in the pitch. That one's high for ball three. So three balls and no strikes now. One down, and the Bison do not want to get the bases loaded here. Morgan try to come up with one right down the middle here. And the 3-0 pitch, and take it inside, ball four. No! They'll come back, and that's in there for a strike. And again, that's the second time today that the Bearcats have dropped the bat and have been running to first when they get called back. So the count remains three ball. Now goes to three balls and one strike, I should say. And here's the 3-1 pitch. That one will now be taken for ball four. Kind of look like the same spot. And now it's bases loaded for the Bearcats. Walk number three for Briley here in the game. Bases loaded with just one out. And the top of the order for the Bearcats due up And this 1-4 in the order for the Bearcats have only been out twice today. Other than that, all four have reached base at least once in the game. And now Hannah Schneider, the pitcher, trying to get herself some run support. Bases loaded with just one out. And here is the pitch. Schneider will take outside for a ball. And so Briley Morgan trying to reel it back into the zone here. Just needs to maybe see one go down the middle. And here is the pitch. Schneider swings, fights it off, past the first baseman, Havlicek, down the right field line. One run is in. The throw to the plate. And the Bearcats cut it to a one-run game and will load the bases again on an RBI single from Hannah Schneider that just sneaks past Havlicek, who is playing closer to the bag and up the line. So it's an RBI single. And that will now keep the bases loaded. So Sarchet at third, Hunter at second, Schneider at first, and the Bison have come together as a unit and are talking things over. The infield is in for the Bison as much as it can be in softball. Instead of playing essentially your corners in beneath the bases, now you're playing kind of everybody at that same line. And so Briley Morgan, who just dominated the Bearcats 1-9 in the order on Monday, really having a tough time today against a Bearcat lineup that can score a lot of runs. And that's not saying Briley's not having a good day. She's pitching very well. The Bearcats just putting balls in play a lot more than they did on Monday. And here is the first pitch from Morgan. This one's popped up high and deep into center field. Hilker on her way back, and that ball will go off the fence. One run is in. Rounding second, rounding third, and another run will come home to score. It is a 2-RBI double for Michaela Henry, and the Bearcats have their first lead over the Bison today at 5-4. So Michaela Henry, with the bases loaded, steps up with a huge hit, a 2-RBI double, driving home Sarchet and Hunter, and moving Schneider all the way to third, and who was Schneider, who was courtesy ran for, and her courtesy runner is at third. And now Hallie Schneider at the plate, just one out in the inning, and a 5-4 lead. And here is the pitch. That one's on the inside for a ball. And that was one of those balls where the wind was able to push it pretty far. It was a very good hit, though, either way, from Michaela Henry. Got a hold of it, popped it up, and let some of the wind do the work as it bounced off the base of the wall. And here's the pitch to Schneider, and that one is in there for a strike. First time seeing one of those in a while as Briley trying to reel it back in here. One ball and one strike. Runners on second and third, just one out of the inning, and a 5-4 Scotts Bluff lead. And here is the pitch. This one's a hot shot right at Gillen. Picked up there. She'll throw to first, and in time, Danica Havlicek will make a great play there after it was a hard throw on a bounding ball to Gillen. Another run will come home to score, and it's a Bearcat two-run lead. So the Bison, who have had a two-run lead pretty much the whole day today, now find themselves down by two in the fourth. And Kay Michelson will dig up to the plate. And this is something that McCook has not experienced against the Bearcats all year long. And that's the Bearcats just kind of picking up hit after hit. And the pitch to Michelson is in there, no low for a ball. And the count is now one ball and no strikes. Kay Michelson, double an RBI, reached via fielder's choice, so she's been on base twice today. And here's the 1-0 pitch to her. Michelson with a hot shot right at Bortner, picks it on to first. It's in time, and the inning comes to a close, but not done without any damage as the Bearcats pick up count at 1, 2, 3, 4 hits in the inning. They drive home 4 runs, and they lead it 6-4 as we head to the bottom of the fourth inning. It is Scotts Bluff 6, McCook 4, here in the BA District Final from the JC Sports Complex. It's Bison Softball on Kicks 96.1. Bison softball back here from the JC Sports Complex. BA District Final in Scotts Bluff for the first time all year has a lead over the Bison. It's 6-4 as they put up four runs in the top half of the fourth. And the bottom of the order for the Bison will try to strike a core. Danny Johnson, the first hitter that Hannah Schneider, will see here in the inning. She's out for her fourth inning of work. And Danny, who ripped a single her first time up, digs back in here. And here is the pitch, and Danny swings and fouls it off. And the count is quickly no balls and two strikes. Danny Johnson, her first time up, had a runner on first base and ripped a single to make it runners on first and second. And a couple of plays later, Adriana Rodriguez would make a double play. And since then, the tide has somewhat shifted. And here is the 0-2 pitch, and that one's high for a ball. Danny with a great eye right there. Trying to stay alive at the plate, down to the count, one ball and two strikes. Nobody on, nobody out, bottom of the fourth, two-run lead for the Bearcats at 6-4. And here is the 1-2 pitch. Johnson will take outside for a ball. And so the count is now two balls and two strikes. 6-4 here in the fourth. Bison down by two. First time they've been down in a game since that Hastings-St. Cecilia contest. Here's the pitch. This is a hot shot over to third, picked up by Ramirez. Long throw, and is it in time? Yes, it is. What a stretch over there at first base by Michelson. She gets up a little gingerly. Looks like she's going to be okay. She had a stretch long and far to beat the runner Johnson, who was drugging down the line. But there is out number one here of the fourth inning. And maybe the Bison will have the same luck that Scotts Bluff did, as it was a leadoff ground out for the Bearcats in the top half of the inning, and then they were able to put up four runs after that. And here is the pitch to Sydney Hotchins. She swings and floats it into left field and down for a one-out single. Hotchins is rounding second, on her way to third now, and she will be in with a stand-up triple as it gets past the left fielder, Sargent there. We can't really see it down the line from a broadcast position, but it must have went past her, rolled up against the wall, and that'll put a runner on third for the Bison. So it'll be a single and an E7 that'll take her all the way to third. So Sydney Hotchins does get on with a hit, but it's the third Scotts Bluff error today. And Brooklyn Gillen at the plate with a runner on third, the Bison down by two. Gillen swings at the first pitch. It'll go off the runner in foul territory. And is she going to be okay? Looks like Sydney will walk it off here. And that was very key, because if Sydney is on the other side of the line, that is an out. But she is on the foul side of the line, and I know that has to hurt. And she is trying to maybe keep some weight up. No, it went off the inside part of her leg. And so she's like, can we just start playing again, I think. And she's going to walk up the third baseline again, as it must have went off of the inside part of her leg right there at her ankle. And she's tough. All of these girls out here are tough. The 11 that are on the field and everybody in the dugout, man, they've all been tough and have dealt with a lot over a season, a lot of bumps and bruises. But it's all for this, to play meaningful softball in October. And Sydney Hotchins looks like she's going to be okay, as Coach Gillen gives her a tap on the helmet, saying, I need you to just make it to home, if Gillen is able to send one somewhere. Bison down by two. Brooklyn Gillen at the plate with a one down and a runner on third. And here is the pitch to Gillen. Gillen will take low and in the dirt for a ball. So the count is now one ball and one strike. Brooklyn today singled in the first, came around to score on an RBI ground out from Aaliyah Hilker, and then hit that line drive that Adriana Rodriguez climbed a 10-foot ladder to make the play on. Back in the second, and here's the pitch to her. Gillen swings, a hot shot again that Sydney Hotchins will avoid, and the count is now one ball and two strikes. And I think Sydney looking down there maybe at the plate saying, hey man, we got a problem or what? Maybe you could keep it inside the line and pass the third baseman for me instead of hitting it right at me. So that, and saying that figuratively anyway to Brooklyn. who stands at the plate, one ball and two strikes. And here's the pitch. Gillen swings at that drop ball and barely got to it. And she's got a big smile on her face, and so does Hannah Schneider and basically everyone on the infield, as they can't believe Brooklyn got to it either. As Brooklyn still smiling, about ready to dig in the box, twirling the bat a couple of times, digs in with that right foot, and will face Schneider again. And here is the 1-2 pitch. Brooklyn swings, a hot shot right at third. They'll tag the runner there. And Sydney Hotchins, who was off the bag on the leadoff there, and there is out number two. And that's just a tough play. Great job by Ramirez, who made the play on a nice little high chopper right at her. Made the play and tagged the runner over there at third. And so that'll save off a run for the Bison here in the inning with an FC 5U. And Killen is on first base here, which is two down, and Danica Havlicek steps in, and Havlicek with a weak ground ball back to first. It's on there, and that will do it. So the inning comes to a close. The Bison have a runner on third with a chance to score, and they leave with nothing. We head to the fifth here from the JC Sports Complex. It is Scotts Bluff 6, McCook 4. It's Bison softball here on Kicks 96.1. Bison softball back here on Kicks 96.1, where it is 6-4 Scotts Bluff as we make our way into inning number 5 here today. And so Scotts Bluff will face Briley Morgan again, who is out for her fifth inning of work. And here is the pitch. And that one is just on the outside corner for a ball. So Scotts Bluff took the lead last inning, and now here's the first pitch from Rodriguez. She'll swing and drive it out into left center field, and right center field. The ball will be dropped by Hilker. And that might go down as an error for the Bison, one of their very few over the past couple of weeks, as Hilker made the long run out there into right center field and almost came up with the ball, but it just fell out of the glove at the last second. So it's an E8 there for Rodriguez to get on base, and Laurel McCoy will step up to the plate. So runner on second, and they're actually going to call it a double. Here's the pitch. That one's on the outside corner. Could have went either way. So runner on second base here for the Bearcats. Up by two in the fifth at 6-4. And here is the 1-0 pitch. This one will be taken outside for a ball to Laurel McCoy. McCoy, 1-for-2 today with a single and a ground out. Has also stolen a base and scored a run. And now McCoy is ahead in the count. 3 balls and no strikes. Briley, who looks so commanding on Monday, in the circle here trying to battle through some adversity in the pitch, and that one's low for ball four. So it is a double and a walk to start inning number five. Walk number four for Briley overall, and the Bison will now again have to deal with runners on first and second base with nobody out. And the pitch here to Campbell Meyer is just on the inside half for a ball, and the count is 1 ball and no strikes. And the pitch, big swing and a miss. So 6-4, 1 ball, 1 strike. Runners on first and second here for the Bearcats in inning number 5. Trying to add some more to their lead. Meyer will take a strike there. The count is now 1 ball and 2 strikes. Meyer will dig back in. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Runners on first and second base here for the Bearcats. in a 6-4 game in the B8 District Final, game number one. And here's the 1-2 pitch. Meyer will take outside for ball two. And the count is now 2-2. Have seen a lot of runners today. Have seen a lot. Either team has had a lot of hits and a lot of chances to score runs. The Bearcats with the lead right now at 6-4 in the fifth. And here's the pitch. Meyer will fight it off into foul territory. And Danica Havlicek, running back behind her, is able to make the play. Danica, who came running in at first, then running back, flails the glove over her back shoulder and is able to make the play in foul ground. And that is a huge out number one for the Bison. And maybe some of that momentum, kind of seeing a good play like that, could maybe swing it back their way. And the count is now no balls and no strikes here to hitter Kiara Sargent. And the pitch, and Sargent will take on the inside corner for a strike. And Briley now maybe finding a little bit of that rhythm again with a couple of big strikes. And she toes the rubber here and gets ready. And the pitch, that one's in the dirt for a ball. So the count now goes to 1-1. So 1-1, one out. Here in inning number 5, runners on first and second base for the Bearcats, a 6-4 lead. Briley Morgan licking the fingers a couple of times, wipes it off, twirls the softball, and gets ready. Now winds and delivers the 1-1, and that one is just high for a ball. Kelsey Gillen and the whole crew down there, they were wanting it. So the count now goes to 2-1 here for Morgan. With runners on first and second base for the Bearcats, just one down. The 2-1 pitch. Sargent will take high again for ball number 3. Count now 3-1. So 3-1 here for Sargent at the plate, battling it out here with Briley Morgan. And the pitch, Sargent inside corner, takes his strike, and the count goes full here at 3-2. So see how big of a pitch this is going to be to Sargent. 3-2. Runners on first and second base. 6-4 Bearcat lead in the fifth. And here is the 3-2. Just high for ball 4. Briley has been wanting to maybe get that high pitch and just hasn't been able to get it. And she did not like the call there. That is the second walk of the inning for Briley. The fifth in the game. And that'll load the bases up again for the Bearcats in back-to-back innings. This time the Bison will, and again, with just one out. So one down with the bases loaded. 6-4 lead for the Bearcats. And 9-hole hitter Danny Hunter at the plate. And here's the pitch. Hunter will take on the inside corner. And it is in there for a strike. So the count now is 0-1. Quickly here on Briley Morgan. And the pitch fouled off here from 9-hole hitter Danny Hunter. And here's the 0-2 pitch. That one will be in the dirt for a ball. The count goes to 1-2. And here's the pitch. That one's on the inside corner and called for a ball. 2-2, one down. Runners on first, second, and third with the bases loaded. Here for the Bearcats in the fifth. Big at bat here with 9-hole hitter Danny Hunter at the plate. And here is the 2-2 pitch. Hunter swings, pops it up down the left field line, making its way out of play and foul. And so the count now is two balls and two strikes again. So two balls, two strikes, one down, bases loaded for the Bearcats in the second straight inning. Top of the order looming here for the Bearcats. And the pitch swung on, a hot shot, pass Gillen and into center field. One run is in, and rounding third on her way to the plate to score another. The throw to third is offline, and in there safely is the Bearcats over at third. So with the bases loaded, it'll be an RBI single for Hannah Schneider, an RBI double, excuse me, for Danny Hunter. And excuse me, it'll be an RBI single and two RBIs, and the Bearcats have added two more here in the fifth to make it 8-4. As Rodriguez and McCoy have come home to score. And now Sarchet makes all the way around to third, and the first pitch she sees is outside for a ball, just one out here in the inning. So it was a bounding ball from Hunter that got past Brooklyn and into center field. And here's the pitch. That one is fouled off. The count goes even at one ball and one strike. But it got right past the shortstop Gillen into center field. And they threw it to her. And the courtesy runner there that was coming around, McCoy, who was coming around to score, here's the pitch, was looking at Dan Fox and thought he might have held up the stop sign, but then he told her to go. That kind of backed everybody up on the base pass, but luckily being able to slide into third with Sarchet just at the right time, as Gillen's throw to third was just up and off the bag a little bit, as they had a chance to hose her, but the count now goes even here at two balls and two strikes. So two balls, two strikes, one down here in inning number five. And Morgan winds and delivers, and this pitch is popped up into left field. Running in to make the catch is Johnson. She'll throw it in. Another run will come home to score on the sack fly from leadoff hitter Hannah Schneider. And this Scotts Bluff lineup continues to hit. So another RBI. Kiara Sarchet comes home to score. And Michaela Henry will be at the plate. She delivered the big hit last inning with the bases loaded, a double, and drove in two. It's now a five-run lead for the Bearcats at 9-4 here in the fifth, as they have put up four in the fourth and now three in the fifth inning. And here is the first pitch, and that one is in the dirt for a ball to Michaela Henry. And so Briley Morgan, who did such a good job on Monday against this Bearcat offense, having a tough time today. Here's the pitch. That one's in the dirt for ball number two. Two balls, no strike. Runner on second base, and Danny Hunter for the Bearcats, who singled and moved up on a throw to third there when she singled, but drove home two runs. Here's the pitch, and Henry will take a strike, and the count is now two balls and one strike. Wind still blowing very heavily out to right field, as those flags out there on the fence post and right, very blown very heavily. That one's low and in the dirt for a ball. No, they're going to call that a strike. Even the scoreboard operator thought it was a ball, and the count is one ball and two strikes. Dan Fox didn't like the call, trying to maybe argue his case down there on the third base line. Here's the pitch to Henry, and she'll foul that one off. The count now remains at one ball and two strikes. So one ball, two strikes, two down. Runner on second for the Bearcats. Three runs already in here in the fifth. The Bearcats did it by putting balls in play last inning. A couple of walks this inning. Load the bases up, and they take advantage again. It was a big two RBI single from Danny Hunter in the nine hole. Sack fly from Hannah Schneider in the leadoff spot. And now 2-0 hitter Michaela Henry will dig back in with a one ball, two strike count, and a runner on second, and a chance to add more. The pitch, Henry with a hot shot towards second, picked up by Keller. It's on to first in time for out number three. So some more damage done for the Bearcats as we head to the bottom of the fifth inning here from the JC Sports Complex. It is Scott's Bluff 9, McCook 4. This is Bison softball here on Kix 96.1. Bison softball here on Kix 96.1, back from the JC Sports Complex in the B8 District Final where Scott's Bluff, and now Paige Portner on the first pitch of the inning will smoke it over the center fielder's head and roll it all the way to the wall. Portner's around second, on her way to third, the throw, it is in time! Paige going for the extra base there, gets thrown out on the first pitch. She drove it over the top of the center fielder's head. And she will be thrown out over at third base. Easton Gillen might not be liking the call. There was a cloud of dust, couldn't really tell, and Paige Portner will make a long run back over. But she has a triple taken off, and it'll go 8-6-5 on the putout. Now Layson Keller will be at the plate. And here is the first pitch to Hilker. She swings and tattoos it high and deep in the center field, and that ball will bound all the way to the wall. Hilker's around second. This time she will get to third with ease, and it's a stand-up triple. Now it gets away from Rodriguez. It's short. The throw to the plate won't be there, and it's an inside-the-park home run for Malia Hilker right after an almost triple from Paige Portner, and the Bison lead. And the Scotts Bluff lead is down to 4 at 9-5. One and an eventful first two pitches of the fifth inning. So Paige Portner gets thrown out trying to turn a double into a triple. The next pitch, Malia Hilker gets the triple, but then an error by the shortstop Rodriguez allows her to come home, and it's 9-5 here in the fifth. Roslyn Weimer's at the plate, and Weimer's looking to swing at the first pitch and goes after that drop ball that the Bison have been able to fight off today, but that time she wasn't able to. Man, first two eventful pitches of the inning, and Al Schneider winds and delivers the 0-1, and Weimer's will take low. So Bortner thrown out on a relay 8-6-5. Malia Hilker hits a triple and then comes home to score on an E6. Weimer's will look at an inside pitch for a strike. So just trying to get caught up here, as that was two pitches. And now we've seen three here to Weimer's, who's down to the count, one ball and two strikes. And the pitch to her, Weimer swings the drop ball over to short, and Rodriguez on to first and in time for out number two. And man, that first out of the inning that Bortner was out on, that is coming up to be big here for the Bison, as that would have scored two runs with no outs. And instead, there's just one run with two outs now, and Layson Keller at the plate, who has done some damage today, ripped a triple in the second, excuse me. And here's the pitch. She swings, fouls this, sends it down the third baseline. Ramirez on to first, and the inning is over. Layson Keller was wanting to be safe, and she didn't like the call, but the Bison will have to deal with it. So we head to the sixth here from the JC Sports Complex. An eventful first couple of pitches, but Scott's Bluff quiets the McCook bats two batters later, and we head to the sixth. It's Scott's Bluff in front, 9-5. This is Bison softball here on Kix 96.1. So three more runs for the Bearcats there in the top half of the fifth inning, extends their lead out to 9-4. The Bison then were able to get one back in the bottom half of the inning. Just an eventful first two pitches of the bottom half of the fifth. Bortner ripped a triple over the center fielder Henry's head. Henry made a great throw to Rodriguez, who then threw it to third to get Bortner on her way, who was trying for a triple. The next pitch, Malia Hilker does the same thing this time instead. Hey, let's go, kid. And so we've got a position change for the Bison. We'll tell you about that in just a second. But 9-5 Bearcats, up by four here in the sixth, and the first pitch is popped up on the infield. Gillen to her right, and she'll be able to make the play and send down Hallie Schneider here in the sixth. And coming in for the Bison out in right field is Joslyn Miller. So Joslyn Miller will come in here in the fifth. Maybe trying to provide a spark for it. Come in here in the sixth as she will be playing right field, taking over for Sydney Hutchins. So that will now bring up Kay Michelson here, and the first pitch to her is popped up on the infield. And right there to get it is Danica Havlicek. So two big outs to start this sixth inning. And this is the first time Briley all day has dealt with two outs to start an inning, as the Bearcats have either had the leadoff runner on or the leadoff hitter or the second hitter on in every single inning. Now they're quickly down to two outs here in the sixth. The Bison down by four runs. And here's the pitch to Adriana Rodriguez, and that one is in there for a strike. So the Bison faithful trying to lift up this Bison squad that had a 4-2 lead in the third. It was erased with a four-run fourth and then a three-run fifth from the Bearcats have added their lead. And the pitch, Rodriguez will take outside for a ball. And the count is now one ball and one strike with two down. Nobody on for the Bearcats here in the top in the bottom top half of the sixth inning, 9-5. And here is the pitch. Rodriguez pops this one up into foul territory. Danica Havlicek runs over and watches it go out of play. So the count now one ball and two strikes. Riley Morgan maybe trying to get some momentum for herself because she will be the first one due up for the Bison in the bottom of the sixth inning. And here is the pitch. Morgan swings, pops it up, fouled it out of play. So one ball and two strikes now again here on Adriana Rodriguez. And the pitch, Rodriguez, it'll hit her in the back foot, and so it's a two-out hit by pitch. The just 10th time this year that Scotts Bluff has been hit by a pitch. So runner on first base here for the Bearcats, 9-5 in the sixth inning. Bearcats with a four-run lead trying to add to it, and Laurel McCoy, who was singled, walked, scored two runs today, and stolen a base in a one-for-two day today, will step up to the plate. The pitch, McCoy will pop it up, foul and out of play. And the count is now no balls and one strike. So with a count at 1-2, Briley Morgan hits Adriana Rodriguez in the back right foot. And now Laurel McCoy trying to get something going here. Roslyn Weimers will run out, trying to instill some confidence in her pitcher here. Briley commanded those first few innings, did have a little bit of trouble, but dealt with runners on base, was able to get out of it. Just through the first three innings, just one run, two runs came across for the Bearcats. The pitch, and that one's taken outside. The throw down to second base, sliding in safely with a steal is Adriana Rodriguez. So it's a stolen base, and Laurel McCoy now at the plate with a runner on second base. Count is one ball and one strike. Runner on second base for the Bearcats with a 9-5 lead. Two down, though, in the inning. Bison trying to get out of it again. The pitch, McCoy will foul it off, and the count now goes into favor of Riley at one ball and two strikes. So one ball, two strikes here. Top of the sixth inning, two down. Runner on second base. The Bison looking to make the state tournament for the first time since 2017. 7 years, that's how long it's been for the Bison. And the pitch. This one's a hot shot towards short, picked up by Morgan. On to first, it's in time. The defense remains perfect for the Bison, and we head to the bottom of the sixth inning here from the JC Sports Complex. It is McCook down 9-5 to the Bearcats. It's Bison softball on Kix 96.1. Bison softball back here on Kix 96.1 in the B8 District Finals. And the Bison down 9-5 as we head to the bottom of the sixth inning. 7-8-9 due up, and Briley Morgan is at the plate. And the first pitch to Briley is on the inside corner for a ball, for a strike, excuse me. And the count quickly, no balls and one strike. Briley Morgan at the plate here, with a chance to maybe give the Bison an advantage after a four-run fourth and a three-run fifth. Morgan will swing and a miss, and the count is quickly no balls and two strikes. So Briley, who's had a good day at the plate, 1-for-2 with a single and RBI, and a ground out right back to the pitcher. So 1-for-2, and here is the 0-2 pitch from Schneider. And Morgan will look at that drop ball, called strike three. Morgan didn't like the call, thought it was a ball. And now we'll head back to the dugout. That is just the first strikeout of the day for Schneider, and it's a backwards-looking K. And the Bison have one out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Danny Johnson will step up to the plate. So the Bison, who had an eventful fifth inning there, that was... had almost two triples in it, but instead it was just one after Bortner was thrown out going to third. Now Danny connects and sends one down the right field line, foul, and the count goes to no balls and one strike. So no balls, one strike, one down. Here in inning number six, it's 9-5. McCook down by four here in the bottom of the sixth inning. And Hannah Schneider winds and delivers, and Danny pops this one up, foul and out of play as well. So the count quickly to Danny Johnson, no balls and two strikes. So Danny Johnson trying to start a rally here for the Bison in inning number six. Down by four in the first game of the B8 District Final. And here's the pitch. Johnson will take high for a ball, making one ball and two strikes. So the Bearcats only scored three runs against the Bison on Monday in one in the regular season. Have put up nine here in two big innings. And the pitch, and that one's in the dirt for a ball. The count now, two balls and two strikes. Schneider had her first strikeout just a second ago, but has not allowed a walk yet today either. So it's been pretty clean in that sense. The pitch, Johnson with a hot shot down the third baseline and fair. Johnson is rounding second, rounding first on her way to second base, and she's in standing up with a one-out double and gives the Bison a little bit of life here. And Jocelyn Miller will step up to the plate. Miller came in for Sydney Hutchins at the top of the inning and now will hit here in the bottom of the sixth inning, trying to maybe give the Bison a little bit of a spark here off the bench. So runner on second base for the Bison. Jocelyn Miller at the plate and the pitch. Miller fouls it off in between her legs. She's down to the count. No balls and one strike here. Hannah Schneider has given up two runs in the first, one in the second, one in the third, and one in the fifth. Jocelyn Miller, who mostly this season has acted as a courtesy runner, the 0-1 tour. It is low, but in there for a strike. So it connects just right at the knees, and the count is no balls and two strikes. Miller will dig back in the nine-hole spot here with a runner on second base. And Anna Schneider will wind and deliver. Miller swings and misses. So it's two strikeouts in the inning, a backwards K, and now a swinging strikeout K. And the top of the order is up for the Bison with a runner on second base and two down in a 9-5 contest in the sixth inning. So the Bison will still have the seventh to try to win it. As game number one in this best-of-three series is so huge. Hannah Schneider will wind and deliver. Bricklin with a hard shot up the middle. No, it'll be snagged at the pitcher spot by Hannah Schneider. It's on to first. It's in time. And the inning will come to a close. So the Bison have had runners on in the fifth and the sixth, have only been able to drive one home. And we head to the bottom of the sixth inning here from the JC Sports to the top of the seventh inning here from the JC Sports Complex. It is McCook down 9-5 to the Bearcats in the B8 District Final here on Kix 96.1. Bison softball here on Kix 96.1, back from the JC Sports Complex. Top of the seventh inning of game number one of the B8 District Finals. And the Bison are down 9-5, and it's up to Briley Morgan to have another clean inning and keep it there. The Bison will have to score 4 to tie in the bottom of the seventh, or 5 to win it. And Campbell Meyer will be the leadoff hitter for the Bearcats in the seventh inning. And she looks at a strike on the outside part of the plate. And the count is now no balls and one strike. The pitch, and Morgan will take, it will throw that one just a little outside for a ball. So 9-5 here in the seventh, and the pitch. Meyer didn't mean to swing at it, checked her swing, sent a line drive right at Danica Havlicek, and she will make the snag, and so there is out number one. So Briley, who threw five innings, really dealt with trouble in every inning, has now retired five of the last six Scottsbluff hitters, and the only time that she has had a runner on is when she hit Adriana Rodriguez last inning. So maybe has started to find some of that rhythm back that she had on Monday. The first pitch here to eight-hole hitter Kiara Sarchit is on the outside for a ball. And now Morgan will till the rubber again. Winds and delivers the 1-0, and Sarchit fights it off down the right field line. And it is just foul, and the count is one ball and one strike. So Kiara thought she had herself maybe a double there, at least a single, but it just is on the other side of the foul line, down the right field line here at the JC Sports Complex, where the wind continues to blow. So one ball and two strikes now. And here's the 1-2 pitch. Sarchit takes inside corner, called for strike number two. So the count now is at 1-2. The scoreboard added 1-2. Do apologize about that. So one ball, two strikes, one down. And here's the pitch to Sarchit. She checks her swing. She definitely went around. Strike three. And there's two down here. That is only the second strikeout today for Briley Morgan, who struck out eight Scottsbluff pitchers in their first meeting. In their second meeting overall, but their first here in the postseason on Monday. And now Danny Hunter will step up to the plate with nobody on and two down here in the top of the seventh. And the pitch, and Hunter will take outside and high for a ball. The count is one ball and no strikes. And the question is Briley maybe getting a little bit tired? Pitched a lot of innings on Monday, and now has pitched a full game here on Saturday already. And here's the 1-0 pitch, taken low for a ball. No, it just grazes the bottom, and the count is makes it one ball and one strike. The Bearcats didn't like that call at all. Bison faithful loved it as they all applauded very loud. And the count is 1-1. That one's on the inside corner as just ducking out that right leg was Hunter. So the count, two balls and one strike here on Hunter with two down. Top of the seventh inning, Bison down by four in this best of three series game one with the Bearcats. And the pitch, that one is high for ball number three. So three balls and one strike, 9-5 Bearcat lead in the seventh. And Danny Hunter at the plate trying to start a rally, and she will take ball four on the inside. That is walk number six of the day for Briley Morgan. And that'll send us back to the top of the order, and Hannah Schneider, who is now stepping up to the plate for a fifth time today, will dig in. Schneider has singled three times today, scored one run, been a part of two plays on the base pass where she's been thrown out at third, and has also hit a sack fly. And here is the pitch to Schneider. She stings, connects it into left field, and running in to make the play will be Danny Johnson, And there is out number three. So one runner on for the Bearcats. They leave her stranded, and we head to the bottom of the seventh. The Bison will need four to tie and five to win in game one. Bottom of the seventh from the JC Sports Complex coming up next. 9-5, Scott's Bluff in front here on Kicks 96-1. The Bison will have to score four in the inning to tie it and five to win it as they're down to their final three outs in this one, down 9-5 to the Bearcats, who have used a four-run fourth and a three-run fifth to their advantage and lead it 9-5 as we head here into the seventh inning. And the first pitch to Danica Havlicek is in there for a strike. The Bison, who scored two in the first, one in the second, one in the third, and one in the fifth to get to five. And here is the 0-1 pitch to Danica Havlicek. She fouls it off. She's quickly down to the count. No balls and two strikes here to Hannah Schneider, who's had quite the day in the circle. Got her first two strikeouts last inning, but has not allowed a walk. Dealt with trouble pretty much in every inning, but has only surrendered five runs and has got a lot of help from her offense that have attacked Briley Morgan today. But Briley with the last two innings, very promising. Here's the pitch. Danica with a hot shot down the line, up the third baseline, foul. The count will remain at no balls and two strikes here. 9-5 in the seventh inning. Bison down by four, so they need four to tie, five to win it. And this game number one that is so pivotal in a best-of-three series, not many times do you see the game one loser win game two, but that doesn't mean McCook can't do it if they lose it. And Havlicek will pop it up, foul, and it is out of play. So the count stands at no balls and two strikes here. Danica Havlicek, so far at the plate today, had a sack bunt in the first inning, flew out to left in the third, and then in the fourth grounded out to the pitcher. And now here is the 0-2 pitch coming from Schneider, and Havlicek rolls it over up the first baseline, picking, stepping on the bag, and in time it is Michelson, and there is out number one here of the seventh. So the Bison trying to find some momentum late here against a Bearcat pitching staff that has shut the Bison really down since inning number three. It's kind of the last time the Bison had multiple runners on and had a chance to maybe blow it open. And here is the pitch. Paige swings with a hot shot down the line. That's foul. Paige, her last time up, ripped a ball over the top of the center fielder Henry's head. It rolled all the way to the wall. She was cruising around second, and then it was a massive throw from practically the wall into the shortstop. Rodriguez made a big throw to the third baseman Ramirez, and they were able to throw her out, going for the triple. Paige this time will lay off the high heat for ball number one, and the count goes even at one ball and one strike. The Bison have had some chances, just like right there. Got a almost had a triple. Instead, you're thrown out of the base pass, and they were only able to get one run in that inning. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Bortner will take low as she staves off from swinging at that drop ball that Schneider has thrown a lot today and gotten the McCook hitters to bite on it, and they fouled it off a lot. Here is the 2-1 pitch coming here to Bortner, and Bortner swings through the drop ball that time, and the count now is two balls and two strikes. So two balls, two strikes, one down. Bottom of the seventh inning, McCook down 9-5, need four to tie and five to win. Game number one of the B8 District Final. And here is the 2-2 pitch from Schneider. Bortner swings, pops it up over the second baseman and into center field. So she'll fight off a 2-2 off-speed pitch into center. And it is a one-out single for the Bison with Malia Hilker stepping up to the plate. So Malia Hilker will dig in here for the Bison with a big opportunity. Hilker, her last time up, essentially hit an inside the park home run, but hit a triple, and then there was an error by Rodriguez that allowed her to come to the plate, and Hilker will lay off the drop ball again, and will take it for a ball. So the count, one ball and no strikes here. Runners on first for the Bison, down by four. And the pitch here to Hilker. She'll take low for a ball, and the count now, two balls and no strikes. Bottom of the seventh inning, one down, runner on first for the Bison. Down 9-5 here in the seventh. Schneider winds and delivers the 2-0. Hilker wants it, swings it down the third baseline, taken fair by Ramirez. On the second for one, no! Beating the throw there is Paige Bortner. So the fielder's choice there from Ramirez as she fielded it fair. Thought she might have maybe wanted to have that go back foul, but instead she fields it fair. It's a fielder's choice on base for the Bison there in Hilker. And Roslyn Weimers, who has been known for the theatrics this season, will dig in. And here's the pitch. Weimers connects on the first pitch, but shoots it foul right out of the first base dugout, and the count is 0-1. So the Bison have been swinging at the first pitch all day today. And it's put them down to the count, but they've been able to, at some points, use it to their advantage as well. And here is the 0-1 pitch from Schneider. Weimers will take that one below the knees on the inside for a strike. And the count is no balls and two strikes quickly here to Weimers. With runners on first and second base, 9-5, wind blowing out. And Weimers, with the wind blowing in on Monday, hit a two-run shot to basically the deepest part of the ballpark. And here, with the runners on first and second, of the wind blowing out, is another opportunity to maybe hit one out to right field this time. So Weimers settles back in, down to the count, 0-2. Schneider winds and delivers the 0-2, and Weimers fouls the drop ball off, and the count remains 0-2. Schneider, in the later innings here, has really went to that drop ball a lot more than she was in the first few innings. Count now 0-2. One down, runners on first and second. The payoff pitch here to Weimers. She swings, sends a hot shot right back at Schneider, checks second, throws to first, and there is out number two. And that is one thing that is now count it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 ground outs to the pitcher in the game today for the Bison. So Hannah Schneider has really fielded that position well. Hasn't allowed too many balls to get past her and up the middle into center, but now dealing with runners on second and third, two outs. Keller swings at the first pitch and sends it foul down the third baseline. So runners on second and third for the Bison, down by four. They'll have to score all of these runs with two outs. And they had no problem with it in that Hastings-St. Cecilia game. We're down to two outs many times. We're able to score runs, but can they come up with it here in the clutch in game number one? Layson Keller at the plate. The pitch, Keller swings through that one, and the count is quickly no balls and two strikes. And Layson Keller today ripped a triple her first time up, and since then has grounded out twice, once back to Schneider, and then one over to third base. And here is the 0-2 pitch to Keller. She swings and sends a hot shot down the third baseline, just fair. And that would have most likely scored two, giving the Bison some life here as they're down to their final out and their final strike in game one of this B8 district final. Paige Bortner on third. It is Malia Hilker on second. Layson Keller with speed at the plate. Here comes the 0-2 pitch again. And big swing and a miss for Keller. And the game comes to a close. So the Scottsbluff Bearcats win game number one, 9-5. And the Bison will have to win the next two for a chance to make it into the state tournament. First game down here in the B8 district final. It goes to the Bearcats by a final score of 9-5. We'll be back with some post-game numbers and get you ready for game number two coming up in a jiffy. Bison lose game one, 9-5 in the B8 district final here for the JC Sports Complex. This is Bison Softball on Kicks 96.1. Back here from the JC Sports Complex, where we're wrapping things up in game number one, where the Bearcats win game number one by a final score of 9-5 today over the McCook Bison to take a 1-0 lead in the series. And we'll have game number two coming up here in just a jiffy. So the Bison will now have to win game two and three if they want to move on to the state tournament coming up next week in Hastings, where the Bearcats have got a lot of the pressure off of them. They just have to win one of the next two, and they are on to the state tournament. But, boy, what a game. Through the first three innings, it was back and forth. McCook was able to keep a two-run lead, but then the Bearcats use a four-run fourth and a three-run fifth to their advantage. Those 7 runs proved to be the difference, as the Bison would only score one more after that. And the Bearcats would roll to a 9-5 win, their first time beating McCook all year long, as McCook beat them 9-1 of the regular season and 6-3 on Monday. But here on Saturday, the Bearcats get the best of the Bison by a final score of 9-5. Scott's Bluff finishes with 9 runs on 11 hits, and they commit 3 errors. McCook with 5 runs on 12 hits and no errors today. The McCook Bison had Briley Morgan in the circle today. She goes for 7 innings, gives up 11 hits, 9 runs, 9 earned, has 6 walks to just 2 strikeouts. Very uncharacteristic for her to not have more strikeouts than walks, so maybe she'll try to rebound here if she gets the go in game number two. For the Bearcats, Hannah Schneider with a great day. 7 innings pitched, gave up 12 hits, worked through a lot of traffic, but was only able to give up 5 runs, 3 of those being earned, had no walks and 3 strikeouts, all 3 of which came in the final 2 innings, the last being the last out of the contest. So the Bison will have to regroup here and try to win game number 2, which will be coming up here, in about 30 minutes, maybe less, right here on Kicks 96.1. Between the Bison and the Bearcats. If the Bison are able to win that game, then that'll force game number 3 here from the JC Sports Complex. The Bison led 4-2 after 3, and then after that, they are outscored 7-1, and the Bearcats win it 9-5 here in game number 1. Game number 2 coming up here in just a few minutes. We'll get you back to some regular programming, and then we'll be back here just before the start of that game, get you your starting lineups and first pitch. That'll be coming up here in just a few minutes. The Bison lose game 1 of the B8 District Final by a final score of 9-5. Game number 2 coming up here in just a second. Like I said, we'll get you back to some regular programming coming up here, and then we'll be back with game number 2, and it'll all be right here on Kicks 96.1. Once again, it's a Scottsbluff winner in game 1 by a final score of 9-5.